Welcome to Paragraphs. we were recording. I like not telling you when we're recording because I don't know. It's just funny. Hello and welcome. I'm Chris.
Oh yeah, Todd.
How's it going?
It's harmoniously.
Well then, great.
Do you like big words?
I know a couple 10-cent words.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But with inflation, a 10-cent word is actually probably like
Yeah.
So, no, I don't know.
That's probably what it is, because of word inflation, nobody uses the big words anymore because they can't afford
it. That's exactly it.
We should have coffee before every episode.
Well, should we just get into it? There's a lot of news happening. Yeah. It's really crazy.
In the last 10 minutes since the episode we just recorded?
Yeah. You wouldn't believe what happened in between episodes.
Wow.
All this just happened.
That's crazy. Is that why you're on your phone the whole time?
Yeah, I was getting live updates from the news. No, all this news already happened. So if you're listening, it's probably really old news.
Yeah.
Because this is going to come out in like 2 weeks. Well, big release. Oculus. Meta Quest 3?
I don't know.
Is that 3?
I don't know. What do you have, the 2?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
It's okay. Definitely the one, because I know my nephew had one that had to be plugged in all the time.
Oh.
And then this one doesn't.
Well, the 2 doesn't, and then the 3 charges you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So if you're tired, you put it on, and it
gives
you energy.
Yep.
Because it shocks you.
I was going to say that would be a really great product, but people are always trying to make stuff that give you energy.
Mm-hmm. Coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Energy cocaine. Drinks.
Yeah.
What's your favorite energy drink? Ever. All time.
There's a period where I drank a lot of Monsters. Oh, I remember the first time I ever had a Monster. It was right before a class, and I'd never had caffeine before, and I just was like, I feel kind of tired. I'm going to have a Monster. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. That was a lot.
I know. I didn't have one until junior year of college. And then I think there was like a stretch where I had one every now and then.
Mm.
And it was the Monster years.
So you had Monster too?
Yeah, I went with Monster. Maybe, but then I stopped drinking them. I don't know.
I got into a Red Bull period for a period of time.
I didn't mind Red Bull.
They don't taste good.
No.
They're horrible.
I think it was just nice drinking something that you think had a purpose.
It's exactly what it was, yeah.
You're like, I know this tastes like it does, but I need the energy.
You think that... Like, coffee's part of the appeal of it is the ritual. You don't see a lot of Monster shops around where people go and have energy drinks.
You know, because you can, like, a lot of bottled water companies, they're all from the same place. They just, you rebrand
Detroit.
Them. Detroit! Yeah. what if you just, like, get bottled water, you put your own branding on it, and you just call it energy water?
That's a good idea.
It's just water, but
NRG. Naturally something. Water.
And the slogan is, this water is more watery than other water.
Mm.
This water is 200%
more water.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a brand name. That'd be good.
It gets you wet.
It's an isotope of hydrogen and oxygen.
Yeah. Because that's all you're really buying is the brand.
Yeah.
I know when I buy water, I'm looking at the brand.
Yeah.
And I only buy Evian.
That's your team?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm a Fiji guy.
Oh.
Because it's the square. The square water is healthier.
Oh. So is Wendy's your favorite fast food place?
Yes. Actually, it was.
Yeah, I loved Wendy's.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Meta.
Meta. I would have never guessed.
Well, Meta released a new headset, VR. We're in the metaverse.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
I did watch a podcast on it.
Well, what happened?
Lex Friedman and Mark Zuckerberg
did it in the metaverse.
They did it. And they have a virtual AI child together now.
Oh wow.
Yeah. His name is
Lex Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. It's not even creative.
Max Fruckerberg.
Fried Zucker.
Anyways, just go on.
It was interesting. They had to do like a 3D scan of themselves, and the 3D scans we have now for them just chatting was like, you ever see that Final Fantasy movie way back when it was like fully animated Final Fantasy movie?
No.
It was like the early 2000s, and the big deal about it was that the people in the movie, it was a CGI movie.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah, that the people looked pretty good.
That was a big thing. I remember that.
Yeah. This like them chatting was higher quality than that stuff.
Wow.
It was probably like movie quality. I think the Avengers movie did pretty great with Thanos.
Yeah.
So it was close to that.
So you know how like, you know, Xbox and PlayStation come out and like, stay with me. And it's like, oh, they're two different things.
Yeah.
But the technology is like, all right, you're not that far off from each other.
Right.
You're just offering different services.
Just the brands.
Just the brands. It's their ecosystem. It's the games they have. It's what you use it for. But like the technology is similar.
Basically, yeah.
Is that the case with the Oculus and Apple's headset?
What's an Apple's headset?
Remember Apple's headset?
Yeah, the Vision Pro.
Vision Pro?
Yeah. I don't know, because Apple hasn't even put it...
Yeah, no one's got it yet, really.
They're barely telling anybody about it.
Yeah, even though they announced it.
I think in the fall you can go to the Genius Bar and get like it tried on, and because the way that it works is you have to go there and they like do a fitting for you.
Oh, really? That sounds so premium.
Well, I think they want it to be comfortable on your face, so they do like a face mold or something.
Oh.
I could be making it up, but I know that you have to go to the Genius Bar to get it set up. I don't know.
Genius to help you out with it, huh?
Yeah. I think they're going for different things slightly.
Yeah, like Apple's more work-related.
It seems like work and consumption.
Meta's more like gaming and... fun.
Meta seems to be very focused on the virtual communication angle. With the like, both of them are making like avatar things, but Apple's avatar generator does it automatically. It apparently scans your face inside the headset and then like uses that to make a digital version of you.
Interesting. So I have the Quest 2.
Mm-hmm.
I exclusively use it for playing miniature golf.
Once
which
every
I haven't
year.
Yeah, I haven't I've actually not plugged it in probably 8 months.
Yeah.
Do you think miniature golf is going to get more advanced with these new releases?
I mean, both Zuckerberg and Tim Apple have on the record said that you're going to be able to play golf like you never before. This is their primary goal. Is to be able to hit the links at any point in the day without having to get up.
Wow.
They can go to their board meeting. They could even do their board meeting from the golf course.
Now, one thing, I like Quest 2 mini golf.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I kind of like about, like, let's say Switch Sports.
Yeah.
Is the only thing I have is this controller to worry about.
Like...
I don't have
I've heard
to
parents say that about their kids. Is that the sentiment you meant?
Yeah. But like, I don't have to put on a headset. Yeah. I don't have to be plugged in. I could pick up a controller quick, swing it, put down.
Yeah.
Have my eat my thing, have a drink,
switch
whatever.
Sports, stay playing in your house the whole day long. Yeah. Outside of you swinging once every once in a while. Yeah, it is more of a headache. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. So when is VR gonna not have to involve a headset? You know, like in the Matrix, Minority Report.
Yeah.
Where they're watching like 3D videos on the screen projected. Yeah.
In her.
Or C-3PO projects messages.
No.
Remember in Star
That's
Wars?
That's R2-D2.
Oh, R2-D2. I don't watch that stuff.
Holograms?
Yeah. When's that coming?
I don't know. My favorite version of that is in the movie Her. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was such a cool, like, if I can make games that touch on that, that would be the dream. Not because it's a hologram, but because of the interaction you have with the character.
I see.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, the Quest 3 is out. We probably gave you no information on it.
It exists.
What it does. We just know it exists. While we talked about mini golf and other examples of VR.
Are you going to get the Quest 3?
No. I don't use the Quest 2 enough. We just got my nephew one, a Quest 2, for Christmas last year. So now he's probably just, he is probably so mad.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what the difference is.
I don't know. I don't see the uses.
The only thing I could see is one big shift in our culture is the Zoom meeting. Like, before COVID, you'd have a Zoom meeting rarely.
Yeah.
Now it's...
Well, it's interesting because people were... We had an in-person meeting in the office, which we really never have. And it was weird. And I didn't... I'm not saying that. I thought it was fine. My boss said it was weird. He's like, I'm so used to the Zoom calls.
Yeah.
You
didn't have clothes on?
He's like, I didn't know what... You know, it was like, huh. So it's like, what are you going to make better about Zoom in in-person meetings?
Well, I think that if the tooling is better, like what they're talking about with the Vision Pro, where you can just throw a 30-foot monitor up in the virtual world and both look at that and walk around it and look at it. Like if that stuff is good and you can read text in these things and the tools for collaborating are good, then that could be a game changer. But if it's a headache and it's a pain in the butt, and if you look forward to it, it wins. If you don't look forward to it, it loses.
Mm. Okay. Well,
that's my take.
We'll see what happens. All it was an announcement, really. So there'll probably be more stuff to it.
I think the interesting thing is that these companies are driving so hard at something that nobody's really asking for right now. These two massive,
you know,
companies.
What I'm all summer I've been in such a unplugged kind of mood. I haven't my Switch I haven't turned on in 4 months.
Yeah,
I haven't turned my Xbox on in 4 months.
I feel like the summer is kind of a dead zone for games. It's like the fall is
I
when
just
they
don't
really drum it up.
Feel like we just got a new TV in June. I watched like 2 movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Intern and Devil Wears Prada.
Watched all the Anne Hathaway movies that you could. In the Anne
Hathaway I got this
category.
TV just to watch Anne Hathaway movies. All right. There's another big piece of news I want to talk about.
Oh, what?
Writer's strike has ended with a deal. Writers are very happy.
Oh. What does the deal say? The robots can't do anything?
Well, you want to hear the first big concession?
Sure.
Let me just pull up my documents. They get to use keyboards now.
Whoa.
They
instead
actually...
The feather and the ink thing?
They had to... Well, it also means they can't hire a writer to be the ink boy anymore. Because usually they make just one...
So they had to conceive
guy or girl
the ink boys?
Hold the ink... To dip the pen in.
Oh my gosh.
Next is they can I was gonna think of a joke, but I don't know.
Wait, wasn't the first one a joke?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
So we haven't covered any concessions yet.
They have to. Well, they the writers' rooms have to legally have more. Have to have at least one window. They can't be
for them to jump.
Yeah.
Is that really in there? Oh.
I'm messing with you.
Well, I don't know if they put them in like the back closet.
Well, the big concern over AI, which you know we love to talk about on this show, is a big part of our show that we talk about all the time is AI.
Yep. Because the writers don't care about quality. They just want jobs.
Yeah.
If AI could write a better movie, they don't care.
Well, prohibited by their minimum basic agreement.
That's what
they
NBA
are
is.
Not able to exploit writers' material to train AI. That is part of the deal.
Who isn't?
Studios.
Okay. Well, that's a dumb concession.
Well,
I feel like what's happening is two groups that are soon to be irrelevant are arguing.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, what's some writing that you've consumed recently?
Writing?
Like, you watched two Anne Hathaway movies from, like, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like these two groups, they're like, arguing on the Titanic. Kind of thing.
Yeah, but people still watch shows and movies.
For now.
Yeah. But like, so is like, what? Are we pivoting towards just content?
Well, I mean, you probably like. Where's your screen time been going for the last?
It's been not going to any screen.
Oh, you don't even look at your phone at all.
With the exception of the past 2 days, I haven't like been looking on social media. I haven't even been watching YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been watching anything really.
But I think that those are the places that are winning, in my opinion.
I know, but like I haven't watched anything on YouTube all summer. The same way I haven't been watching, like all my channels I subscribe to, I haven't been watching, like Reels and TikToks and stuff. Lately, because fantasy football started, I've been getting sent more and I've been watching those, but like that's just because people are sending them to me directly. But like I haven't as much sat down and just like scrolled through. Like I just don't care. So like my break with movies and TV over the summer is applied to other areas. Like nothing's stolen my time.
Right.
Yeah, like on Friday night, like I just bought like 4 vinyls last night and just listened to vinyls. Oh, nice. Like, I don't know.
Do you think like viewership for written TV shows and movies is still, is it ascending? Is it stable? Is it descending?
Oh, I think it's just changing. That could mean
so
a lot of things.
So not stable.
No.
It's ascending and descending?
But it's never been stable. It's always been one of the riskier, like, investments.
Riskier investments for who?
People financing movies.
Is the writers?
No, but I thought you just meant, like, you're saying that the point... Like, what are we arguing about? No one's watching this anyways.
I feel like, yeah, the
siren.
The sign is, yeah. It's ignoring this stuff now is just a temporary measure. Like, I'm not watching movies like I used to. Yeah, maybe it's just the season.
Yeah. But also, maybe that's why we haven't watched movies all summer, because the writer's strike and actor strike has happened over the summer.
What's making me think this is that when
Because, like, think about it, like, no one's promoting anything. No one's...
Yeah.
Nothing. They're holding on to releases because they don't want to release it without being able to promote it. So not as much has been coming out.
Oh, so you think it's because of the writer's strike? It's like, is what's causing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even put the two and two together, but if you look at how I haven't watched a movie in 3 months, coincidentally, there has been a writer's strike the last three months.
Yeah.
But I never like directly did that because of that.
Yeah.
You know, it just happened.
I'm not against writers if that's what's coming across. It's more like,
it sounds like you hate the written word.
Yeah. And I don't like the labor.
Oh, you don't like paying people for their hard earned labor. Like,
I'm a big I think owners are cropped
like the
on
CEOs.
A lot. Yeah.
You think CEOs should be paid more?
Oh, for sure. The amount of money they have to deal with.
You mean a 400% jump in CEO pay isn't enough for you?
Oh no. They deserve every cent.
Hot take.
I just think that it's like this form of media is, it's not going away, just like books aren't going away, but I think that it's not where the attention is really going. And part of the reason I think that is because these people that do like shows and podcasts, they're starting to get more and more attention, and it's where my viewpoints are, like that's where I'm watching stuff on YouTube, such people post like live things on Twitch, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let me get through some of these.
All right.
And we'll keep moving on. They got some benefit bumps, you know, some higher checks for residuals and things like that, as were to be expected. But also minimum writers the amount of staffing. So, like, I think it's at least 3 writers for a 6-episode series, 5 for 7 to 12, and 6 for 13 or more.
Interesting.
Minimum. Except for a series where if, like, you know, The Last of Us, Craig Mazin wrote them all himself. Like, you can kind of do that. If that's like, but he's also like, he gets paid a lot to do that. So like,
oh wow. So how does that work then? If the rule is like, are we not going to have any more like from one person's mind shows?
No, you can still have them, but like, it's like a special like waiver agreement. Like, it's like a special agreement that you come up with. Like, it's not like.
The difference is that he wants to do it versus being pressured into doing it. Okay.
Because like, I think you're also like in his instance, I think he's like a producer and stuff on the show. I guess they're going to get more access into the streaming numbers, which that has always been up in the air.
Like residuals and royalties?
Yeah.
And stuff?
It's always, they never release how much is getting streamed. So hopefully that starts to become more transparent.
That's interesting.
Those are just a few items. Anyways, that's happened. But there's still an actor strike, so it's not.
That's the most forward-looking part of all this is the awareness of the streaming numbers. That's like, it's funny because it's the most accurate numbers you're gonna get on viewership.
Yeah.
Versus TV, you can't really tell very well.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, because one of the big problems is they won't tell you if a show is technically successful. So then they don't. Writers aren't able to use that in their negotiating because they don't know the data of how many people are watching their show. So like, they could have 4 seasons of what's probably a successful show, but since no one knows the numbers, you know. Anyways, that's that. So we're gonna move on.
Okay.
You a superstitious fella?
Recently.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel every day in New York is a trial of your own conscience. And if you don't do the right thing, I don't know, it's definitely a superstition, but I feel like in the days where I do something that I feel good about, I have a better day. But that's probably like a obvious.
Yeah. All right. Well, for me, Tony and I were walking home from dinner last night, and there was a black cat.
Yeah.
And we made sure it did not cross our path. It kind of went to the side of us, and we walked past it. But we didn't actually cross its path, fortunately. But then we also went to two New York Liberty games this year, and they lost in both games. So now we're afraid of going back.
Because you would hurt them?
Yeah, if we set foot in the stadium, they're going to lose. So we can't go in there.
I think that's probably what happened.
So I want to test your knowledge of superstitions, and I'm just going to ask you some phrases, and you got to let me know what they mean.
Fun Halloween thing.
Knocking on wood. What do you think? Where do you think that came from?
Ships.
They knocked on wood for like, hey, good luck.
Just make sure the ship is still sturdy.
Yep. Yep. Looks like it's holding water good. Yeah. No, that came from a British children's game called Tiggy Touchwood. In which young players claimed immunity from being tagged by touching the nearest piece of wood. Adults picked up on the habit and the phrase, and the rest is history.
Okay, well, that doesn't make any sense. Because you knock on wood to not make something bad happen to you.
Yeah, well.
How do you get to that from some weird tag game
people
where you
are weird.
Have to
I don't know.
Touch a ship.
Throwing salt over your shoulder.
Where did that come from? I don't know.
It's the idea of blinding the devil behind you. Like that's where
really?
It would. Yeah. Yeah. I think it had to do with Judas is being portrayed of having accidentally spilled salt at the Last Supper.
Into his eyes?
I don't know. Doesn't make any sense. That's that. Walking under a ladder.
Oh, that came from ladders. Just general ladder safety.
Everyone respects general ladder safety so much that it became a superstition. That
yeah. I mean, just it's dangerous to do that.
No, it has to do with Christian symbolism. A lot of these kind of do. Holy Trinity, the triangle with its three sides, came to be regarded as a sacred place in that you didn't want to walk under because you would destroy the sanctity of the three.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you hear about the three rocks they found on the moon that make a triangle?
No. What happened?
It's a joke.
Oh.
Because any 3 points makes a triangle. People are silly with their superstitions.
They are. Broken mirrors. Where did that come from?
Bloody Mary? That's how she gets out of the mirror.
The Greek myth Narcissus. Or the idea that a crack in a mirror would somehow break its charm or trapped one's soul.
Oh, shoot. I broke a mirror recently.
So that's why you have no soul.
That's one of the many reasons. You know how, like, the devil sometimes will make a deal with you for your soul? Mm-hmm. I did that a lot.
How many deals have you made?
I had lost count.
It's you keep bad. Getting your soul back and you keep making more deals with it?
No, he just, it's kind of like a debt-based thing.
Oh, he adds like
so
on
if
your
I
tab?
Was to get it back, I'd have to pay him again for the soul.
But I feel like you only have one soul.
Yeah, but he believes.
Oh, you're selling off portions of it, like percentages of
no,
your soul.
No, it's the whole soul each time. But it's based on the reclamation idea that I could get it back from him.
Oh.
So even if I got it back from him once, I owe him that many more times.
Okay.
You can do the portioning thing. A lot of they call that micro soul lending.
I have, like, you own portions of stock.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. You and other people can go in on somebody's soul.
Me and God co-own your soul, like, 20%.
Yeah.
All right. Step on a crack, break your mother's back.
This maybe came from people who built sidewalks and didn't want kids messing around with them.
It's similar to the mirror of, like,
Narcissus.
Yeah. It has to do with cracks in the earth. To step on a crack might be to invite or release unwelcome spirits into the world and that would be ready to do one harm.
I can't make the leap there. So what are they, like, you step on the crack and they're like, oh, that's all the invitation I need.
Yep.
Because I'm hiding in the crack, and when you put your foot on it, that's like you saying, hey, come over here.
It's basically, these are all just Stephen King books.
Yeah.
That he just is like, yep, that's an idea.
I feel there's so many of these things where somebody, all you do is make an explanation and that's it. Nobody mm-hmm. needs to, like, take it that layer deeper. They're just like, oh, there's a reason.
Do you, like, for the example I gave you of, like, how, like, oh, I haven't been going, like, I every Liberty game I go to, they lose.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that with you where you're like, I kind of just don't do anymore because I just have such bad luck with it?
Bad luck. No. I don't really think about luck. I think that in general, I think about it a lot, but in more in the probability way of looking at it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And that you're going bad stuff's going to happen constantly, so you just got to be ready for it.
All right. I mean, here, I don't feel like going through all these, but I'm going to give you some options. You got to tell me which one you want to know.
Okay.
Lucky pennies, horseshoe, Friday the 13th. Black cats.
Which ones do I want to know where it came from?
Yeah.
Kind of curious about Friday the 13th.
Well, Friday the 13th came from the 1980... No, I'm just kidding. It's not the movie. Friday the 13th of October, 1307, King Philip IV of France arrested and put to death hundreds of the Templar Knights.
Why?
He just fucking felt like it, dude.
What a no. bad luck.
Like the number 7 for Romans, I can't read this text because it's over an image of the Last Supper and there's too many colors.
Oh.
I think maybe because it was unlucky because there's like a lot of has to do with the number 12. So like 12 numbers of the calendar, the sign of the zodiac, 12 days of Christmas, 12 tribes of Israel.
12 apostles. And then
the 12 apostles. That 13 became an unlucky number. So, like, with days, areas.
It's like,
you know, like the 13th third, floor.
The third wheel. You don't want to be that?
No, it's 13th.
Or, wait, no, the fifth wheel.
Yeah, I guess. But no.
That's one too many wheels. Oh, two's a company, three's a crowd.
That has nothing to do
12's
with
12's a dozen, 13's more than a dozen, a baker's dozen.
Yep.
And you don't want that.
Well, they call 13 a baker's dozen because all bakers are from hell.
That's why it's, they cook things.
Yeah. All right, that's it with that. I thought you might have like a funny superstition, but you don't.
Well, I don't want to talk about them because superstitious. Do you have any superstitions?
I told you, I don't go to Liberty games anymore.
The Liberty games? Okay, well,
at least not until next season.
That superstition will save you money.
I'll have to go early next year. When it's early in the season, it doesn't matter if they lose.
That's a good point.
Because we saw them in the playoffs, and I can't have them lose. Anyways, it's time to talk business. Last segment of the day. We're going to talk some business.
All right.
I know you and Alyssa are working on business in real life.
Yeah.
But we're not going to bring that up.
Okay, good.
I asked Tony this the other night, and I think it's always fun to talk, but like it's always, I think when you ask someone this, they start just kind of romanticizing it at, like, from the point of view of like, oh, this is the place I'd like to go. But they're not actually thinking of it as like a business.
Yeah.
So Anton, if you were to open up, it could be either a bar, a restaurant, or a coffee shop. It could be whatever you want. And it has to be work as a functioning business, not just your dream place you'd like to go to.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Of those options?
Yeah.
A coffee shop where there's Legos and there's all the instructions on how to make the Legos. And you can just try out the sets and make them. And you don't have to, like, buy the sets.
All right. First off, you're going to lose so many pieces.
Oh, I thought you were going to say money.
Well, you're going to lose a lot of money, too, because you'll be sinking all your money into the Lego parts.
Well, you can't leave with the parts.
They're just going to disappear. You know that, right?
No, you come in, you have to be patted down on the way in and out, and you can't take the pieces with you.
I thought you were going to have a real idea.
What?
And this is what you give
me? You don't think that this is real?
No.
Okay, well, what's your idea?
This isn't about my idea. This is about your idea. No, my idea would be a very traditional bar that serves a couple... It serves like three kinds of food, like just very easy staples. Ugh. It's not overcomplicated.
What kind of staples?
I don't know, like a burger or something, or like.
Is it the best burger in the city?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
But since it's a bar, what I do is like there's this. Really cool coffee shop I remember going to when I first moved to New York. It was a nice coffee shop that you could go to, but then after 4 p.m. it turned into a bar, but it was just wine and beer. It had a very European look to it, like a cafe.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a really smart use of the space, because the coffee shop's only open till 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Bar's only open from 3 to 4. Now you're using the place the whole day. You're utilizing it. You're using it. You got food orders that you can pump out, either for delivery or for home.
Yeah.
Or for eating at home.
For yourself.
For yourself. So you're making money around the clock.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think of it, maybe it's just all we do is just like a burger, like a really good smash burger. Simple, but good.
Yeah.
And that's it. Damn. Don't overthink it. That's it.
That's a cool idea.
It's a profitable business.
Could it bring your own Legos there?
Actually, we're going to have a sign that says no Legos.
Whoa. Yikes.
I don't want to deal with the little pieces. What if I'm like barefoot walking around my bar, as one does, and I step on a Lego? Are you kidding me? Come on.
Bar is probably the last place I'd want to go barefoot.
Yeah.
Or like a beach full of fish hooks. I wouldn't want to go there barefoot.
Yeah. Well, your profitable business, I don't think it's going to work out. Unless you sell Legos.
So your business is, I'm going to have a business with the best burger and it serves
drinks? The idea about my business is that the establishment itself is open
24/7.
Well, not 24/7. There's probably some closed from like 4 a.m. to 7.
That's late.
Well, bar stays can stay open until 4 in New York.
No, I mean for a coffee shop, usually like you gotta wake. You got our coffee shop. We've been waking up before they open and can't go anymore.
Can't go. I think 7 a.m. is an appropriate time.
Okay.
I think 8 a.m. That's kind of late.
No, I'm saying earlier.
Oh, like six. Yeah, I'd do 6. Sure.
So, close for 1 hour.
Close for 2 hours. Switch shifts.
Yep.
So I guess it would be kind of 24 hours.
I mean, it sounds like a calm place to go to get something old, reliable food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to go out of business with the Lego place across the street, but...
Well, we're definitely going to get outsold from the Lego sets, but I think we're going to be open way more Because someone's going to put Legos together at 6 a.m.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, wait, they just haven't had an outlet for it. Yeah.
What?
Is it a coffee shop or a bar?
It would be a coffee shop because you need to have that for the Lego work. You can't be drinking alcohol.
I don't know. I don't like this idea.
I had another idea for a place.
What?
My nephew, Joey, he always wants to do something. And then he'll do it, and they'll be like, let's do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he just always wants to do stuff. So I was going to have a place called Joey's Something Else.
Oh, that's
and like
a good name.
Once a week, the place completely changes into something else. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
You don't know what it's going to be?
I like that idea, but it'd be really... a
lot of capital you'd need.
Yeah, because to switch over your whole business, it takes so much money that it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah, it's like the least fun part of the business is the setup. Just do that constantly. Ugh.
I don't know, Anton. I don't think your businesses are doing good. All right, that's all I got.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.